We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
8:14. Now, it's been a tough week for Catholics in the area, for communities in the area as well. Father Otis Young was murdered. Father Jimmy Johnfro died in an accident, a woodworking accident in Immaculate Conception. I sat next to him at the Crawfish Cook-Off last year and helped judge crawfish, and I also know him, and I'll get to that in a second, as well. Father Otis Young murdered in Covington. And I knew I recognized Father Otis, and I didn't realize why. I knew he was at OLPH in Belchase, as was Father Jimmy. So both of these priests that lost their lives this week had served at Our Lady of Perpetual Help in Belchase. And I had seen a picture of Otis Young with my kid serving as an altar server from a long time ago. And it's one of these things that are mounted with all kinds of other pictures, and you walk past it every day in your house. And I realized just the other day that was the man that had gotten murdered. So it kind of hit home. And again, with Father Jimmy Johnfro from Immaculate Conception, it's just tough. And again, a lot of communities hurting, a lot of parishes hurting. Belchase, one of them, because both of these men served there. Michael Cooper joins us right now, president of St. Tammany Parish, to talk about that tragic double homicide in Covington that killed both wherein Father Otis Young and Ruth Pratts lost their lives. How you doing, Mike?
Good morning, Tommy, and yes, you've expressed the sorrow that we have here in Covington and St. Tammany Parish, just as those that are mourning the death of Johnfro, yeah. Pastor Johnfro.
Let's talk about the people themselves. Father Otis, I knew him, and I didn't. Again, you know, you go through a lot of things in life, and you know people, and then you forget, and then you remember that you know them. What are your memories of Father Otis?
Well, after serving in Belchase, Father Otis was assigned to St. Peter Church in Covington by Archbishop Amon, and he was my pastor, head pastor at St. Peter Church for 10 years. Catherine and I attend St. Peter's. I'm actually a lifelong parishioner of St. Peter Church mm-hmm. in Parish. He had a heart of service, a pillar of strength for our community and for his church congregation and for the school that he ministered under them, St. Peter School. So he was just he got into the, as a priest at a late age, going from a layman, I believe when he was 49 years old, he became a priest. And he had an accounting background, a business background, and he used that in the 10 years that he was assigned to St. Peter to restore, to build, to invest in the church, in the community. He motivated and inspired the congregation and parishioners to support all the endeavors and new buildings, new amenities around the church and school. He was just a visionary and just the top of the top for godly leadership in a church.
I remember him, Mike, and your memories are fresher than mine because it was some years ago that he was at OOPH, but as just being a down-to-earth guy who was as nice could be. And I've always found in my life the people that are the real deal are the ones that are down to earth and they're not pretentious and they don't think they're above anybody. And I just think the man was solid gold. I really do.
He was. The kids at the school loved him. Again, being there 10 years, if you went to St. Peter's School as a kindergarten and stayed through eighth grade, you had the full 10 years of him. So many, he touched so many lives at that age, but also the parents of the school children and the parishioners at St. Peter Church. He was just so engaging and inspiring with priestly leadership.
When was the last time you saw him, Mike?
The last time I saw him was just several weeks ago. I'm trying to think. I know I can't remember the exact day, but
yeah, I didn't mean to catch you flat-footed.
Long ago. No. So he's only been retired less than 6 months,
mm-hmm.
And I actually gave him. You may have seen the picture in the release that we did. I gave him a letter of appreciation for his 10 years as pastor of St. Peter Parish, in my position as parish president, but also as a lifelong parishioner of St. Peter, and just our love for him. And it was just well-received. And so he was probably in street clothes, you know, in civilian clothes, mm-hmm. as you would say. He stayed at St. Anthony's Gardens. It's a retirement home, and I know he'll be sorely missed there. He was always joking. He loved Saints games. And he was just a down-to-earth, loving leader.
Let me take a break. We come back and we'll talk about the other victim, Mike, Ruth Pratz. And we're kind of victim-centric here because a lot of times it's the criminals that get the attention and the victims are mentioned by name only. As a matter of fact, I wanted to say that I saw a Facebook post from our friend Elizabeth, whose son Noah was shot and paralyzed from the waist down while taking a walk in Lakeview, and you all remember that. Well, I saw a Facebook post last night that DA Jason Williams has decided to try the defendant as an adult, not as a juvenile, which is indeed good news, and thanks to everybody that took part in trying to keep the pressure on DA Jason Williams, and thanks to him for doing the right thing and trying this juvenile, who is now 16, as an adult. The worst he could have gotten was life in prison and juvenile life, which means he's out at 21. And they were saying with overcrowding, he would be out in 2 years maybe, but now he's going to face a man's punishment for committing a crime that was just horrific and terrible. 8:21, more when we come back. Time for traffic now on WWL.
From the Acadian Windows and Siding WWL Traffic Center, I'm Tom Perumian. I-10 east from Kenner. Traffic is heavy from Loyola through Veterans Boulevard. Good to the 610 split, where traffic is slow from Metairie Road down to the Slidell split. I-10 from Slidell. Traffic is heavy from Reed Boulevard through the Morrison Curve down to the high-rise. It's beginning to lighten up at this time. As a matter of fact, it's only backed up just past the Morrison Curve out to the high-rise. I-10 west on the downtown elevated. Traffic is still heavy from Elysian Fields through the Claiborne Flyover, with traffic slow getting around the curve onto the westbound 90B. Crescent City Connection remains heavy from General de Gaulle, slow around the curve and across the span coming into downtown New Orleans. Traffic is sponsored by Bed Bath and Beyond.
Here's a holiday gift from Bed Bath and Beyond. Now through December 11th, get 25% off one item by texting GIFT to 239-663. That's 239-663. New offers every day at Bed Bath and Beyond. Exclusions apply. See website for details.
Have a traffic tip? Call WWL 504-260-INFO.
Hey, guys, how'd you like to make this the most unforgettable Christmas ever? You can do it with the help of Diamonds Direct. They are offering their most dazzling selection ever and 3 years zero interest financing. So I wouldn't even think about going to any other jewelry store. Why would you? You can if you want, but make Diamonds Direct a stop that you make along the way, because I guarantee that's the place you'll want to get your diamond or whatever piece of jewelry it is. Direct wholesale pricing, no middleman, no high pressure. They will take the time they need to show you everything you need to know about a diamond and all kinds of variety. It's not just about engagement rings. Imagine the look in her eyes opening that box, seeing an elegant diamond tennis bracelet or a stunning pair of diamond earrings. You're going to get the unbeatable value price Diamonds Direct is known for, the great guarantee they're known for, Plus, spread your payments over 3 years, 36 whole months, with zero interest. 3 years, zero interest. That's pretty strong. Give the gift that sends a message of love like nothing else. A beautiful, meaningful, and memorable piece of jewelry from Diamonds Direct, and pay no interest for 3 years. You can get holiday store hours, directions, finance details, and check out their online gift guide at DiamondsDirect.com. Financing option on approved credit. Diamonds Direct on Severn, across from Lakeside Mall.
So there's a tree in your yard.
Yes, sirree, Bob. That's a big one there.
And you're thinking of hiring some guy with a truck and a chainsaw to take her down.
Well, wind direction looks good. I grab my chainsaw and commence to cutting.
You have to ask yourself one question. Do you feel lucky?
Uh-oh, other way, other way. Ooh.
Well, do you?
Did you see that? The wind just changed direction on me. Sorry about your house.
Hi, I'm Scooter Heap with Ziegler Tree Removal of St. Tammany. There are a lot of guys out there with a chainsaw, but no license and no insurance. Even worse, no competence. Why risk it? With Ziegler Tree Removal, you're getting 20 years of experience. We are licensed and insured, and when we finish the job, the tree is gone and your yard is left pristine clean. Many customers say their yards look better than when we arrived. That's because we take pride in what we do, start to finish. Call us today for a free estimate.
Call Ziegler Tree Removal of St. Tammany, 985-893-0991. Online at ZieglerTree.com.
Hi, this is Bobby Hebert. And if you're like me and you had a rough day playing football or high drama day at the office, then you need a spa from my friends at Clearwater Pools and Spas delivered to your backyard. Enjoy stress-free living today. Stop by Clearwater Pools and Spas and check out their huge selection of spas, including the hot spring spas. Clearwater Pools and Spas also has a big inventory of high-end grills. Clearwater Pools and Spas in Covington, Metairie, Baton Rouge, Pearl, and Gulfport, Mississippi. Visit CWNOLA.com.
When the Saints induct a player into their Hall of Fame, they present that player with a ring. A very special ring. One that's custom designed to reflect that player's contribution to the team. And where do they go to have that ring made? The Saints go to Friend & Company Fine Jewelers, the official jeweler of your New Orleans Saints.
Hi, this is Ken Friend. When you need something truly special, come see us. Uptown at 7713 Maple Street. You've got a friend in the jewelry business.
Homeowners, it's Newell. If you live in Jefferson Parish, you know who to call when you've got a clog. Pipes R Us Plumbing. But what about when your water heater breaks? Or you need a new appliance hooked up? Or you want to update your kitchen or bath with new faucets? Pipes R Us does all that, too. A-plus rated with the BBB and locally owned for 17 years. So, for home plumbing repairs, water heaters, faucets, and more, call Pipes R Us Plumbing and let them peep in your pipes. Online at PipesRUsPlumbingLA.com.
LMP number 2953.
826, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Those of you that listen know I try to put the focus on the victims of crime, because it is like a pebble hitting a pond, and the rings just keep spreading. You know, we've talked about Elizabeth and her son Noah, the UNO student, the naval architecture student, that was shot while just taking a walk in Lake Vista by a then 15-year-old, now 16-year-old. Well, I see a Facebook post from her that says, and I've tried to contact her, but I guess she's busy, that Noah's case will be heard in adult court, which means he'll be tried. The perpetrator will be, and they're still looking for another one as an adult, not a juvenile. We're talking to Mike Cooper about the tragic double homicide that happened in Covington. He's the president of St. Tammany Parish. Mike, what did you know about Ruth Pratts, the other victim?
Ruth Pratts served as a pastoral associate for St. Peter Parish for over two decades. She served priests as a guide, and she served several priests that had the title of pastor over the years. She was just a kind, generous, and caring person. She was served as a liaison with the school and the church parish. She's a mother, grandmother, just a beautiful lady, and she'll be sorely missed. She and Father Otis were also friends. She recently retired as well. She cared for him, and they did grocery shopping and such together. Again, Father Otis stayed at St. Anthony's Gardens, but Ruth had a small home in Covington right near St. Peter School and St. Peter Church, and they were actually Sunday afternoon watching the Saints game together at her home. And that's where the That's where they were abducted.
Suspect, whose name I won't even mention, rather, had been released from prison in August after serving 30 years of a 40-year sentence for forcible rape and other crimes. He's being held without bond. Two counts of first-degree murder and some other counts as well, kidnapping, obstruction of justice, illegal possession. Have you spoken to the DA at all, and do you know if this will be a capital case, if they'll seek the death penalty?
We haven't even got to that point yet. I would certainly think that he would get the highest of charges and punishment for this heinous crime. We know evil persists everywhere, and this was just an example where evil met the best of the best and the holiest of the holiest.
And I was going to ask you that, Mike. Is that the feeling of the community where it's just, you know what, there is evil in the world and there are good people in the world, and this is just a chance where the lion got to the lambs?
That's exactly. We're still in disbelief, and we're just still grieving and in disbelief of that. But, yeah, our community is safe, but it persists, and thankfully, the Covington Police Department and all agencies involved made a quick apprehension of the murderer, and I think swift and strict punishment will take place.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate your time. I really do, and condolences to the entire area. Mike Cooper, president of St. Tammany Parish. We're going to take a break. We come back. We'll talk about a catfishing scam in general and other online threats with Alex Hammerstone, Advisory Solutions Director at Trusted Sec.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.